I beg my mercy of my spiritual master. Nitya Lila Pravishtong Vishnu Parsi Smad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And thousands of my humble Sashtang Pranam to in his lotus feet. And same, so much humble Dandavat Pranams in the lotus foot of my Shiksha Guru, Nitya Lila Pravishtong Vishnupad, Shishmat Bhakti, Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Our whole world is indebted to Srila Swami Maharaj, that mercifully he came out of India in eastern countries and western countries, and in couple of years he preached the mission of his Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sachinandan Gaur, Rup Goswami, and then his Gurudev, Nitya Lila Pravishta, Sri Shriman Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. He wrote so many books, wonderful books. He translated the authentic books of Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. He wrote Krishna Lila book, so many things. He opened almost all parts of the world, preaching centers, publics in lakhs and lakhs books, or in important languages of whole world, so many. And his master called and he went. So I want to preach the same mission, not different from him. Oh, what he get this message? Oh, I'm not so much learned as him, not realized like him, but I know this message anyhow, because I have sat for so many years and they are realizing their mercies. And though I cannot fully follow, but yet know something. And he also ordered me to help his devotees. Like this. No need. Oh, don't disturb.
They also want to hear Harikatha.
This would be on you and here. I remembered one thing to tell. Machine. It may be that a bona fide guru, he mercifully, he teaches his all teachings to all his disciples. Same thing. But we know that all the disciples cannot take it same as he has told. They will take and realize according to their quality. and advancement in bhakti. All cannot. Some can take it artificially. Sometimes some may take it sincerely, following in all ways externally and internally. You know, Madhavendra Puri. He was a high class of Mahabhagavat. As well, always weeping. Weeping, lamenting and so much. Ai Dina Dayatranath, He Mathurana, Kadavalukkashi, Hridayam Tada Aluk Kadha, Dait Brahmatki. He Dev, He Dait, He Punai Kabanto. Like this, always. I'm Navarthless. I could not call you. O Krishna, be merciful to me. O Mathuranath, especially. This shloka uttered by Srimati Radhika herself. With deep meanings, always feeling so much separation. Especially in his last days. Especially those who have read Chaitanya Charitamrita, you can realize these things. And he has two disciples. One Ramchandra Puri and second was Ishwar Puri. Disciples of same Madhavendra Puri. And he was lamenting so much Madhavendra Puri, weeping so bitterly. Ishwar Puripad used to serve him, making clear his gestures and all things. And always giving consolation by the slokas of Bhagavat and all others, helping him to remind all these things. And he was very happy. But Ramchandra Puri came and he told Gurudev, why you are lamenting? You should not that you are Brahma. And Brahma should not lament. You should think I am Aham Brahmasmi. Kali Sarvam Kali Dham Brahma. And hearing this, he became very furious. Oh, wicked person, Gnostic, atheist. I don't want to see your face. At once go away from here. I don't want to hear any word and don't want to see your face. And he quickly was driven away from there. And for Ishwar Puri, he told, oh, the love of an affection, all transcendental, love of Krishna and affection, which are in gopis, also mercyful, manifest in your heart. Why it becomes so? Why it becomes so? We should try to know. This Puri, what? Ramchandra Puri. Oh, he used to know he has a false ego that I am highest in tattva among all the disciples of my Gurudev. And I know he is all more than everything. And I am serving him more than anybody. And Ishwar Puripad, oh, I am very low class of Vaishnava. I cannot serve my Gurudev fully. Gurudev, be merciful to me and sprinkle your mercy that I can know your mood and then serve as you wish. So humble. So, after that, Mahaprabhu made his guru to whom? Ishwarpuri. Not to Bharati, Kesava Bharati. He was not guru. He was ordinary, a base data. Base data means? Only not even sannyas mantra. No. Mahaprabhu told in his yes and took. So he is not guru. He is only like sannyas data, vesh data. Or changing his dress of sannyas. But who is his guru? Don't have any doubt. Ishwar Puripad, he accepted as his guru. Mahaprabhu is himself guru of whole world. But in his Narlila, human pastimes, he accepted him. Like his Diksha Guru. And he has so much regard for him that he went to the native place where this Ishwarpuri has taken birth and took the dust of that place everywhere and kept something in his note. He has so much regard. So only false ego will not do that I am disciple. They should know the heart of their Gurudev, what he wanted, what was the mood of his Gurudev, who was his Gurudev. Otherwise he will be cheated. He must be cheated. This is not a special thing. If they have realized their thought, then they have been cheated, surely cheated. Especially I think that only 4, 5, 6 are there. They don't want to hear all these things, high class of Harikatha. The modes of gopis, or so many things. But Swamiji had never warned these things. We read it in instruction of that what he has written. Oh, time to time I will tell you, remind you all these things. He has written first his Krishna book, first Krishna, and he is given all the pastimes of Raja Leela. And then he wrote anything. He had never told like this. He has translated Chaitanya Charitamrita and Srimad Bhagavat up to 9th canto. Himself. 9th canto or more.
Some of Lord Brahma's prayers.
But he has no time to write more. Brahma Mohan Lila, 14th. But I think that if he was alive here in this world, oh, he has written, produced so many books, so many more books. So, I want to tell you something and then I will begin my classes. You know, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, very intelligent in their worldly life. And due to their intelligence, extraordinary intelligence, the God Badshah, Muslim king, invited them, tested them, and he kept them like Davir Khas and Mal Sakar. Man means private secretary and minister, prime minister to both. And he so much believed on them. But anyhow, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and met And after that, Mahaprabhu returned to again to Puri, telling something, advising them something. And then Rupa Goswami with Anupam left world, his kingdom, his post, position. And he went to Vrindavan to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At that time, Mahaprabhu was returning from Vrindavan. And he met in Prayag. And Mahaprabhu was sprinkled his mercy. And he told that, oh, rushes, the ocean of rush is endless and deepless. So much. I am giving something to you and you should taste. And he sprinkled his mercy by his eyes, by his embracing him. And everything, he became complete. And then he told so many instructions. And then he proceeded towards Kashi and told that you should go to Vrindavan. They both went to Vrindavan and he went to Varanasi. And there he met Sanatan Goswami. In what condition he met? Mahaprabhu was sitting inside room, anywhere. And Sanatan Goswami, like a Muslim fakir, mendicant, Muslim mendicant, he was on the door. Anyhow, he knew that Mahaprabhu is in this house and he wanted to meet, but he was shying somewhat. How should I go? Because I'm like a Muslim fakir. Then Mahaprabhu told his associates, Chandrasekhar Acharya, oh, you can see who is waiting on the door. He went there and saw none. And he returned. Oh, none waiting? Anyone who is standing there, you should. Oh, there is a Muslim fakir. Oh, you should call him. And when he was entering, Mahaprabhu ran very fast, quickly, and he wanted to embrace. And he was
going back.
Mahaprabhu, you should not do right. I'm very wretched and fallen. Oh, Muslim. Oh, don't touch him. But he was very restricted, family of Brahmin. Very learned person. But he was posing like this. Mahaprabhu told, I'm not touching for you. I'm touching for me that I will be pure. And he quickly embraced and brought him. And he told that, how you came? Oh, Krishna is so merciful. That from where? In the narak of his stool. What? Ocean of his stool. Oh, Krishna has brought him mercifully. Sanatana Goswami told that I don't know Krishna. I know your mercy. Your mercy has done this. And then he told that you should be accept totally, mundan, and then you should come. He went to the Ganges River to bath, and he cleaned everything. And when he came, he told to Chandrasekhar, you should give him a dhoti, you know, yes, bairbhash and uttariya. He gave a new cloth, very fine. He refused to take it. I don't want this. I want your old dhoti. And he gave, and then he took it. And then he made two, three pieces. One piece for Uttar Bahirvas and one other for this Uttariya, like this. And one for door and coffee. Mahaprabhu was so much pleased. And then Mahaprabhu was looking something. And then Sanatana Goswami quickly again went to Ganges. And he saw any poor person, beggar. And he has a very worn and torn. Yes, anything. And then Sanatana Goswami gave his very costly blanket, very costly, and told that, can you give that torn and old, that kambal like this, anything? Blanket. Not blanket, but made of dirty and cloths. Oh, he was telling that, you are joking with me? Can you give this precious kambal to me? And you will take. I don't believe you. Then he thrown out. And forcibly he took. And he washed in Ganges. And then he returned. Mahaprabhu began. So if you want to have Krishna prem, you will have to follow six Goswamis. All were so. Raghunath Das Goswami, Ji Goswami, Rupa Goswami, all. Anyone is not inferior to anyone. When we will try to judge, we will see that each of all are so high. We cannot decide. So humble. Knowing all these special truths. So we, if we want to achieve the goal of our life, that is Krishna prema, you will have to anyhow follow in this birth or in lakhs and lakhs birth, you will have to follow that process. Gradually you can follow, or in a day, or in a moment, but you will have to follow. There is no other way. Better to follow in this life. Or somewhat go up. But you will have to follow. Then Mahaprabhu asked something to him. I have come to this world, but I don't know who am I. Who am I? Mahaprabhu told, have you Chaitanya Charitamrita? One beans or beans? Beans? Que ami que more? Yes. Yes, ma'am. কে আমি কেন আমার যারে তাপত্র চৈতন্য চৈতামিত বিংশ ও 102 ইয়া নাই জানি কি মানে হিত সাধ সাধন তত্ত্ব কুছ তে না জানি ইউ হ্যাভ ইউ ক্যান রিড বাট ইউ হ্যাভ অলসো অর দ্য ইউ শুড রিড
Sanatana Goswami Pad is inquiring from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who am I? Who am I? Why do the threefold...
You are reading Swamiji's translation and purport?
Hare Krishna.
Something wrong?
Hare Krishna.
Sanatana Goswami Pad is inquiring from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
not coming. Right?
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila Chapter 20, Text 102. Translation by Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhu. In this verse, Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad is inquiring from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Who am I? Why do the threefold miseries always give me trouble? If I do not know this, how can I be benefited? Actually, I do not know how to inquire about sadhya, the goal of life, and sadhana, the process for obtaining it. Being merciful upon me, please explain all these truths."
We know that I am Narayan Maharaj. Oh, we know that I am Isha Prabhu. I am Keshav Prabhu. I am so. Oh, we know. Why this question came? Really, we don't know anyone that who am I really, by constitution. So he, Mahaprabhu is telling, answering that you know all. You know all, really. But for others you are questioning. And Sadhur Sabhav Yehi, Jani Dadha Lagi Puche. Why they ask questions? To conform it. So you are asking. And then he told that really you are not this Sanatana, this physical body. Yavar Sarupaya Krishner Nitya Das. Krishner Atata Sasakti Bheda Bhed Prakash. What Swamiji has written?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied to Sanatana Goswami, "It is the living entity's constitutional position to be an eternal servant of Krishna because he is Tatastha Shakti, the marginal energy of Krishna, and a manifestation simultaneously one and different from the Lord, like a molecular particle of sunshine or fire."
He is Mahaprabhu answering. Jaya Swarupaya Krishner Nitya Das. By constitution, all human beings, all creatures, birds, animals, even trees and creepers, very small worms, insects, those who have life anyhow, they are all by constitution eternal servant of Krishna. So we are also like this, no doubt. And Krishna Tatastha Shakti, then he tells, all the conditions, all the souls are Tatastha Shakti Parinam. What?
There's a transformation of the marginal potency.
Not of Ladini and Sambit or pure anything. Not from there. And then he's telling, Krishna Bhuli Seijiyu Anadir Bhaimu, 1:17. Atayo Maya Tare Deya Sansaradi Dukkha.
Mahaprabhu continued, "Forgetting Krishna, the living entity has been attracted by the external feature from time immemorial. Therefore, the illusory energy Maya gives him all kinds of misery in this material existence."
Our questions. If all souls are eternal servant of Krishna, then when they become Bahirmukh, when they became
averse to Krishna,
adverse to Krishna.
Away from Krishna.
When? That is here Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has told. Not Krishnadas Goswami. He has quoted the version of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Krishna Bhuli Sei Jeev. Who jeev? Eternal servant of Krishna. Oh, tatastha shakti, not pure swarup shakti. This should be remembered always. Not of swarup shakti, jeev. Swarup shakti from swarup shakti, Krishna, Nisinga, Ram, they are swans, they have come. But Bibinans Tattva Jiv never can form Swarup Shakti. So it is called Bibinans Jiv. So Ataya, then why he became adverse to Krishna? This is the question. If Krishna, this eternal servant, then he must serve him. But why it is called so? Then come in. Chapter 10. एक नित्य मुक्त और एक नित्य संसार. What?
The living entities, jivas, are divided into two categories.
Oh, jiva has been divided into two, quite okay.
Some are nitya, eternally liberated, and
second,
others are eternally conditioned.
Eternally?
Conditioned.
What it means? What it means? Eternally? What is the meaning?
Eternally conditioned.
Eternally or forever?
Not.
It means it's so long that you can't calculate how long.
Oh, give her. Your time, explain.
The time that we've been conditioned is so vast that it cannot be calculated, but it doesn't mean forever.
Yes. Then, ek nitya mukta. Our nitya sansar, nitya mukta Krishna charani unmukh, Krishna parishad nam bhunje sevasukh.
Those who are eternally liberated.
Oh, you should very carefully hear. Those who are senior, or those who are beginners, they cannot understand. But they should also try to.
Those who are eternally liberated.
Very, very prominent thing. What?
Those who are eternally liberated are always awake to Krishna consciousness, and they render transcendental loving service at the feet of Lord Krishna. They are to be considered eternal associates of Krishna.
Eternal associates of Krishna. Always engaging in serving Krishna. There is no Maya. There is only Jog Maya. And they are always testing, relishing the sweetness of serving of Krishna, always. There is nothing that they can forget Krishna, or they can be adverse to Krishna. Never, never. There is nothing there. Always there, love and affection will renew. Again, new. If there is no place to be new, again, it renews. Then, nityabaddha. What meaning?
Apart from the ever-liberated devotees, there are conditioned souls. Separate from the liberated ones, there are the conditioned
souls. Krishna haite nitya bahirmukh. Oh, they have never tested, they have never served Krishna, the second class of never. So it has been told, nitya bahirmukh, from beginning. They are Bharimukha. Nitya sansar bhunje narakadi dukkha.
Apart from the ever-liberated devotees, there are the conditioned souls who always turn away from the service of the Lord. They are perpetually conditioned in this material world and are subjected to the material tribulations brought about by different bodily forms in hellish conditions.
Ei doshe. Maya pisachi dandakare Atthakadmi tapatraye tabe jari mare.
Due to his being exposed to Krishna consciousness, the conditioned soul is punished by the witch of the external.
Why punishment energy. This? Why punishment? What they have done wrong? What they have wrong? Try to understand, here is the point. They have done something wrong. And that is why Krishna is, his Krishna Maya is punishing them. Why? This is the thing. What is the defect there? What they have done wrong? Or they have something wrong? And that is why Maya is punishing them. Oh, you should know that. Here Nitya Baddha means Anadi Baddha. But they are eternal Baddha from beginning. They have never served Krishna. They have not realized the sweetness of serving Krishna. They don't know anything about this from beginning. But they are eternal servant by their constitutional position. That is why a word has come here. Tatastha Shakti. What is Tatastha Shakti? Like a marginal potency. Krishna has Swarup Shakti. And three vrittis. Vrittis means?
Three functions.
What? Ladini, Sambit, and Sandhini. Always they are serving there. By constitution. They are those servants. But they have never been in Golok Vrindavan. Never. They are from marginal point. And that marginal point is called Tatastha Shakti. Tatastha Shakti. And from Tatastha Shakti, one of the Shaktis of Sarv Shakti. But it is not full. And Jeev has been there, from coming from there. These Jeev. Not all Jeev. Those who are Jeeva, but always serving Krishna. They are Nitya Unmukh to Krishna. Always serving. And this second kind of Jeeva, coming from where? Where Narayan, Garbha, Karna of Dushabhi Narayan is there. And there he Tatashasa. And Jeev Goswami has clarified this thing. What he has told? Tadeva. Tadevam ananta eva. Jivakya tasa sa shakti daya. Gaudiya Kanta. Excellent. He telling, there are ananta, unlimited jivas there, from Tatastha Shakti. From there, some are like Bahirmukh. Why? Because this place is like a swapna sthan, like dream place. Try to understand this. We are now in worldly full knowledge. We are awake. And one is in false sleeping. No dream, nothing. So this place is like dream place. We are seeing some dream. Not false sleep, like so much have unconscious, not his unconscious, because he is part of Chid Vastu. So he is not like this, and even he is not liberated. So he is in like a dream, but thinking I am real, I am in sense. So from here, Oh, Krishna have given this intelligence them and freedom that from here all anadi baddha jeev can think what should we do. Freedom to look after Maya, this world, because this is a very fine imaginary line between Parlok and this lok. So jeev has some freedom there, and Krishna gave them, oh, you can from here, you can see this world, Maya, and from here you can see it worse, and what you like, it depends on you. I will give him minutes of time only, or very moment, second. You should at once. And when they look anyhow to this world, they are attracted. This attraction, that why they decided that I should go there and to release this world. And those who looked from there, from Tathasa Sakti, very nearer, and they were at once attracted. Jogmaya at once gave his power that they should come here and serve Krishna for eternity.
Huh?
For they are liberated. Where went? Oh, question will come afterward. Here, if you are saying that you are fallen from there, then Gita will be false. How? Jadakatva na nivartante tadham paramam mama. What is the meaning? Gita 15:6. Jadakatva. If anyone, any however, practicing bhakti yoga in thousand and thousand births, if he is liberated and he has a chance to go that low, then he will never return. Anyone, the transcendental souls who are serving Krishna, oh, they are eternally liberated and serving Krishna. And those from this world, by practicing bhakti yoga, they are liberated and then serving Krishna in Vaikunth, to Ram, to Nrisimha, Kalki, Vaman, Dwarkadish, Mathuradish, or Krishna anyhow. All are liberated. Oh, they have no chance to return. Jadagatva. Swamiji has written this.
Gurudev, the people who disagree with this principle, they say that, yes, we accept the Bhagavad Gita,
that once returning from this, once being in this world and going to Vaikuntha, you don't fall again, but you fell the first time before you were in this world.
No, because this principle will be go wrong. Those who are serving, there is no Maya at all. There is no chance of being adverse. No chance at all. So there is no question. Anyhow, if he has, is eternal there, or he has, from here he has, oh, they can. Here, we should try to follow Jiva Goswami or Tattvacharya. Let Mahaprabhu silent, no heart. Baldev Vidyabhushan, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, especially Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Vishwan. If anyone telling, and there is some doubt in his speaking, oh, you'll have to accumulate, reconcile from other our very bona fide gurus. And in this way, we know that Jiva Goswami is a very bona fide guru in Tattva, especially in Hinsa Dharma. He has kept no doubt in anything, any subject. But we will have to read this to reconcile. Especially you should read Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Saptam Goswami, his bona fide guru, like anyone, Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, all. You can see all the special truths in Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Clearly he has told in Jaiva Dharma. What? That I'm telling in I have what Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written in Jaiva Dharma. He had written that, oh, so many eternal souls coming from Sankarsan there in Golok Vrindavan or Baladev Prabhu. And they are eternally serving in two ways. What ways? Oh, in Madhurya, in Aishwarya, like Sakha, all the Sakha, Nanda Baba and all there. And what about gopis? Oh, all are like Nitya Siddha, the Kaya view of Radhika. And those who are not bodily manifestation of Radhika, but who are they? Oh, coming from Baldev, but eternal liberated. And they are serving Krishna. In Dwarka also. In also by Kuntha. In Dwarka from Mul Sankarsan. And in Vaikuntha, Mahasankarsan. And some are coming from Karnabdhi Sai Vishnu. From Tatastha Marginal Line. From Tatastha Shakti. And they are of two kinds. Some liberated and some he had clearly told some, all these things. Now we will have to reconcile all these things. Swamiji is in, has accepted this line, Guru Parampara, oh, more than us, and he is realized so. He cannot differ from all acharyas. He cannot tell anything what our Guru Parampara has not accepted. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has accepted all. Srila Prabhupada accepted Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and he has accepted his Gurudev. So he cannot be different. He cannot have any difference from Swami. So we will have to reconcile all these things, what he has told. So I think that he has accepted Jaiva Dharma. And that is why now ISKCON leaders, they wanted to publish this book, Jaiva Dharma, very authentic. But they are fearing, and I know that they cannot print it. But they are cheating, and it will come out. If they are printing this, Jaiva Dharma and Bhakti Sandarbha of G. Goswami, there. And even, oh, they translated, but when they saw, oh, all defects are coming. Any devotee who is Kanishta, and he has not realized all these things, and he has not served his Guru properly, how he can reconcile? They cannot reconcile. I see that there is nothing loop and hole, no doubt in the words of Swami. He has written correctly what Shastra. But they have no eyes to look it. We should try to reconcile all these things. Oh, one kirtan should be done. But
Gurudev, I was living with the editor that was supposed to translate the Jaiva Dharma and do the editing for it. And he came to me and he said, Prabhu.
This was the same person who was in the meeting.
Yeah. He said to me, Prabhu, what do? I have a dilemma here. And so I said, what is your dilemma? And he said, in Jaiva Dharma it's so nice, and I'm doing the editing work for it, but it says here that the jiva is tatasha shakti, that it's nityabada, like you were explaining. And I said, so what is the problem, Guru? And he said, so Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying this, but this is different from the GBC's resolution, and they're quoting one letter of a leaf falling from Vaikuntha or whatever. I says, well, so what's the problem, Guru? I said, you have Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and you got the GBC. Anyway, he's not doing the translating, and he's
they cannot do. I pray Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, he should have sprinkled mercy that they should know what he wanted and to realize all the truths. Or any sincere devotee, oh, they will realize this fact. That what our Guru Parampara has told, Swamiji has told same thing, but in English only. Nothing else.
I'm a neophyte devotee. I'm a disciple of Srila Bhaktivedanta
Swamiji.
And 29 years initiated. And I've read the books and I just don't find... Now, I'm aware that Bhaktivedanta Thakur said in Jiva Dharma these things, and I'm aware that the Gaudiya math conception is that we come from the Tathasta region. And I cannot reconcile these things myself.
You can reconcile it. You are sincere, Vaishnava.
But also, for example, you mentioned the verse about one who goes back to the spiritual world will never fall down, will never come back again. Our common understanding of this verse is that once you stick your hand in the fire, you've been burned, and so you won't do it again. Not necessarily that we come from the Tathasta region. That's one example. Yeah, I know that he says the jiva.
Oh, he has not written anywhere that the jiva has come from there. Has he written any word? Can you show? Oh, they are expecting like so by their intelligence, but their intelligence cannot do anyone's intelligence. Oh, we will have to follow our line. Yes. Oh, like that is the same thing. Same thing. Because our constitution is so that everything is that. Like a seed. You know? Mango seed. Oh. If you will keep in a fertile land anywhere and give water, gradually a sprout will come. And after some days, or some leaves will come, branches will come. Or in some year it will be a big tree. And so many leaves, so many branches, so many flowers, or so many manjaris will come. And one day it will come mango. But after some time they will be ripened. And then a sweet juice will come. No? But if anyhow it is in his full form. No. Our jiva by constitution, everything is that in seed, but never developed. Never developed. And it was in Tatastha Shakti in Karnataka Ocean. Never it was functioning. So by constitution, in mango seed, everything is there. Understand this thing? In mango seed, all the potencies of the trees, leaves, branches, fruits, how many leaves, everything is there. How sweet or how sour it is, everything in seed, but it has not come out. So in this way, in constitutional form, like a seed, they were in the bodies of Karna Dasai Vishnu. And in his glands, they came in Maya. If you want to know all these things clearly, you should read very carefully under the guidance of a Vaishnava, Brahma Sanghita. Very authentic book, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And you can see very vividly everything there.
Yeah. On the Back to Godhead
magazine that Prabhupada originally started publishing in 1944, it says, back to home, back to Godhead. So
what means?
Meaning of back to home, back to Godhead?
What means? Your home is where? Karnataka Sai Vishnu. And you from that position, from marginal line. And then you will have to go to Vaikunth. You have not come from Golok Vaikunth. Anywhere Swamiji has written, any of our acharya has not written like this. Our this mental explicitism will not do. We'll have to follow anyhow our He has written only for beginners. You should understand this. And he has indicated, he has quoted the main books of Jiva Goswami, Sharan Dharva. Here he is, in a very few lines he has written only Anubad only, translation, not so much explanation he has given. Then you will have go to Jiva Goswami and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami and other, Brahma Sangeeta, Srimad Bhagavatam, everywhere you will see. No, this is it. No. So we will discuss more. You should come friendly to me and we will discuss. Then do one kirtan, because now it's